I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD Radio News in charge of Redoso in Lincoln County. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham's recent mandates to practically shut down the state again because of the spread of the COVID-19 virus began on Monday and will be in effect through November the 30th. However, State Representative Jim Townsend, the minority floor leader, does not believe that Grisham did consider the matter thoroughly.
Everything that is occurring without very much thought. For example, you can't have 75 people in Walmart, but you're going to have 200 people standing in line out in the cold outside. It just doesn't make any sense.
Townsend notes other examples of Grisham's ineptness, which includes not allowing students back into the classroom.
We have all of these workers in the Permian and the Delaware that we've deemed essential, willing to get out there and work. They have to cross the state line. They have to interact with the people from Texas and other states around. And then our children are being penalized for it because they can't go to school. It just doesn't make any dang sense.
However, if Joe Biden is certified as President of the United States and offers Grisham a cabinet post, it would elevate Lieutenant Governor Howie Morales to the governor's seat. And Townsend, who has known him for several years, believes Morales is fair-minded.
Howie comes from Silver City, rural New Mexico. He's an educator. He's come up through the ranks. And so I told Howie, I said, Howie, you have the opportunity to be something different. You have the opportunity to turn New Mexico around. And I, for one Republican, am reaching out and telling you, out trying to do the right thing. I will walk across the aisle any old day, and I'll come help you do it.
The village of Ruidoso will abide by the governor's shutdown orders, which means canceling the November 28th turkey trot around the Lynx Golf Course walking path. But there's more than one way to skin a cat and have that event. Jasmine Estrada with Parks and Recreation explains.
So we are going to host the turkey trot virtually. And so all of our registered participants who have already registered will still get a free shirt in the mail. Mail those out. But we're asking them to take a photo and let us know their time for their run or walk, and we'll share that photo on our Facebook, and we'll be sure to mail out their t-shirt.
And Estrada says that those participants can perform their walks anywhere in the village. And the original plan was to bring a can of food for the Lincoln County Food Bank. Participants can still do that, except now they're encouraged to drop off the can of food at the Parks and Recreation Office at 535 Resort or at the Lincoln County Food Bank. And that'll be from 8 to 4:30 Monday through Friday. In charge of the news for Redoso and Lincoln County, I'm Tom Aries.